Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is Workers' Day, which is quite a problem here in South Africa. Like, there are basically four of us in the entire country. So it's not looking good. It isn't looking good at all. Eustace Darvey, director at a Free Market Foundation, joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you this Workers' Day?
I'm well, thanks, Alan.
So, we know how badly we're doing.
And it's Eustace Darvey, eh?
Sorry, say again?
Eustace Darvey.
Oh, sorry about that. Eustace, thanks for joining us. How are we doing in South Africa? I mean, we know how bad the unemployment is and how shocking our unemployment rates are. But are we actually doing anything positive besides talking about it?
Well, actually, nothing has been done by government. And the unemployment figure as at the end of December was 12.753 million. That includes the discouraged workers. The potential workforce is 27 million. So you can see how what portion of the total potential is not working. The reason is very simple. This massive unemployment rate is at the moment the highest in the world, according to the International Labour Organization. It is an explosive situation. The powder keg is ready to go off. And the result is one key issue.
Right.
And that is that job seekers are not allowed to bargain with employers over terms of employment. They are actually blocked from getting jobs. And the employers, potential employers, won't take chances of breaking the labor law because it's just too costly. And this is a simple and cruel situation. And there is a very simple answer to it.
Mm.
The unemployed people must be exempted from the labor law and must be freed from these shackles and allowed to negotiate their own employment contract. And the unemployed person and not the employer should enjoy the exemption from the labor law. This is a proposal that the Free Market Foundation has been pounding for years. And it has been taken up by an organization of the unemployed called the Langeberg Unemployed Forum down in Robertson area in the Cape.
Right.
What the proposal is, that people who have been unemployed for 6 months or longer automatically qualify for a certificate to be granted by government. And it should be a simple procedure. Applicants complete an online form and on penalty of false declaration, sign an affirmation confirming that they have been unemployed for 6 months or more. Now, why put in that proviso?
Mm-hmm.
That is so that the unemployed will not be, the employer won't be want to go and tell them, I'm firing you, go and get an exemption certificate and come back again. So you have to have some kind of a barrier.
Right, which is the 6 months.
But the exemption must cover all labels in full. One of the primary purposes of the Job Seeker Exemption Certificate, we call it JSEC for short, is to give its holder the opportunity to change jobs more readily. The employer protection must be complete. Although it is the employee and not the employer who enjoys this exemption from the labor laws, it means that they can provide the exemption to the potential employer. And the certificates should be valid for at least 2 years, which gives the holder of the JSEC the opportunity to consolidate their positions in the employment market, make changes until they find something that suits them best. And we're of the view that trade unions should embrace the JCOB, and so that you have a greater number of firms participating,
right,
and more rapidly the employment rate will decline, and therefore quicker new union members can be recruited. But
the question
up to now,
right? Yeah.
Although the labour unions haven't criticised the idea, they remain totally silent.
These ideas and these initiatives make a lot of sense. I mean, I know a lot of people that we speak to anecdotally are saying, look, I need to hire more people. I really do need people, but it's just so onerous and it's so difficult in terms of all the regulations that it's just not worth doing. So it's definitely a prevention and it's a barrier to people being employed. The question, I guess, is how open are government to these types of ideas?
Well, up to now, they're very aware of this proposal that's been put forward. They just say nothing. They just pretend it's not there. How they can live with themselves having the laws, especially the minimum wage law, has created the situation. And I really don't know how the members of government can live with themselves. You know, they only recently called and they came up with adding the word employment to the Department of Labor. It used to be the Department of Labor.
Right.
Now it's the Department of Employment.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah.
But they do nothing to allow the unemployed people to just go out and get jobs for themselves.
Right, right. Absolutely. Unfortunately, that is all we have time for, but it's a very, very important conversation and one that I would just hope that eventually, as you said, it's a powder keg, and that is very, very worrying as more and more people are unemployed, but less and less is done to assist with getting people into the workplace. Eustace Davey, Director at a Free Market Foundation, thank you for taking the time to speak to us so early on a public holiday.